Kurt and Kate Mornings, not just on the radio.
It's a podcast, too.
You may not even realize this, but more than a dozen Christian colleges offer video game majors, minors, and concentrations. I didn't realize this until I read an article in Christianity Today about this. What it's doing is it's giving Christian students who feel called to game design the chance to learn in settings that integrate their faith. One of these universities is Biola University in Los Angeles. Michael Steffen is the associate professor of game design and interactive media there. He spent some time with us. And again, this may not be something where you're like, oh, okay, well, I really am fascinated by it. But trust me, my guess is you have either a son or daughter or a grandson or a granddaughter or somebody you know who is into video games, and the opportunities to share the gospel, to grow in Christ, all of that, I don't know. I found it to be pretty exciting. Michael, welcome. Good morning. How you doing?
Hi, doing okay. A little early, but I'm all right.
Thank you for getting up early. It's always hard to get our friends in California up to be with us. But you're very enthusiastic about joining us, so we're grateful for that. You love what you do, right?
I do, yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the video game design. How did you get involved with video games yourself? Let's talk about that first.
Right, well, I played games as a kid in the 90s, and there was a game called Myst in particular that was really popular, and it wasn't a violent game. It was very much about exploration and solving puzzles and also characters and getting to know characters. And you had to make a decision in the end, like who was telling the truth and who was lying, essentially. And so that inspired me. I ended up going to study computer science as an undergraduate, so programming. And then I did my master's degree at the University of Southern California studying interactive media. It was actually one of the first master's programs in game design and development.
Is that a hard career to actually, you know, find a job in? It just seems like it's like, okay, I want to be a YouTube influencer, that type of thing.
Right. it certainly can be. excuse me. There's, I mean, the industry is relatively small despite its influence. I think it depends on a lot on connections. I mean, it's a very, like, people say it's very, like, family. So it's interesting. There's, like, community. I mean, we think of community as Christians, but there's kind of a game developers community, and there's this concept of breaking into the industry, and that often requires taking maybe a lower level job as a tester or you know, an intern, however you can get in. But then you know, once you've worked on some games, then it's relatively easier to go to another company and continue to work on games.
Christian video games. Okay. Now, we know the old cliche that, well, if it's a Christian movie, it's probably not going to be all that great. It's going to be a pale imitation of the other stuff. It might be a bit cheesy at times. Christian video games in development over the years. Was there this same stereotype for the games?
I think there's some of that out there. And I think some of it is just the relative newness of the medium. Video games in general have only been around, this industry has only been around for like maybe 40 or 50 years, and that's relatively new. You know, the film industry has been around for over 100, and then other industries have been around even longer. So yeah, some of that I think is just it being new. I had an interesting conversation with actually some people at George Fox University up in Oregon, and They were suggesting that Christian media focuses too often on justification and not enough on sanctification, meaning that we're so eager, we want people to accept Christ, that that's like what the whole story is about. But then we don't focus enough on like the messiness of being a Christian and how everything's not like a neat little bow when we're done. And so I think some of the better Christian media, and you know, one of my influences is actually the music of Switchfoot and Jars of Clay, and I love how they get to the emotions and the struggle, but also the hope of being Christian. And I think that's a place to focus.
I think it's so insightful what you just said. Focused on justification, not as much on sanctification. So growing to be more like Jesus. That's really, really fascinating. I forgive me because I really don't know a lot about this topic. Are there Christian media companies that are at the forefront of this whole thing? If so, who are they?
Right. There's a few, hopefully a growing list. One of the longest running ones is Soma Games. They are up in Oregon, and they've been around for over 20 years, which is actually a long time for even an independent game company in general, let alone a Christian one. They are probably best known for making a series of games based on the Redwall series of books. And so there's that. There is Pixel Pug in Iowa. My little studio, Lantern Tower Games, which we're just spinning up right now. There's a big one, too, that's... I wish I remembered its name so I could give them a shout out, but there's one in Texas that is working on online games for children, and yeah, that's one as well.
Okay, so you're getting your studio up and running. All right, I'm going to take the bait on that. Do you have a prototype game? What's going on with this?
I do, yeah, and that's actually the first step in a lot of ways, is getting a prototype that you can play so you can show your idea. And so, yeah, we have a game. It's called Tell Murray, and it takes place in two time periods in northern England. It's about a college student who finds a magic medallion, and she's able to see the memories of this guy who used to rule the castle, and he was a tyrant. And history says that he was, you know, a horrible person, but she starts seeing his memories, and there's more complexity to it. And she also starts to realize that she might have some of the same darkness inside her that this former dictator had, and that kind of scares her.
Thank you for taking some time to listen to this episode of the Curtain Cape Mornings podcast. We always welcome a review with your thoughts and comments, and please feel free to subscribe and follow us as well.
Michael, one of the things that came up, we recently had a campaign. We were calling it for Back to School, Big Faith on Campus, focusing on college students and stuff. We had somebody from CRU, formerly Campus Crusade for Christ, known as CRU these days. And they were mentioning, our guest mentioned, that video games, they have an outreach to college students, and it's the potential for the gospel going out in and through these video games because of how many people actually play them all across the face of the planet is huge. I mean, this is a massive mission field. That's pretty neat, I think, too.
Yeah, absolutely. The size of the audience and the immersive nature and the ability of games to communicate. These are all things in favor of communicating the gospel or Christian worldview.
But the first thing we need to do is make sure we have good games for folks to play, because otherwise, like we were alluding to a few minutes ago, oh, it's a Christian video game. It's going to be too preachy. It's not going to be any fun. We have to get over that hurdle, don't we?
Yes. Absolutely. One way that we do that at Biola is we try to start with what students are already excited about. They usually, everyone who comes in usually has some story or some game that inspired them. And we try to get them to dig deeper and say, okay, well, what was it about that game? Or what is it about this idea that excites you? And then we try to dig deeper and say, like, okay, what worldview questions are already in this story or this game that you are thinking of? And how can we explore those? And how can we just nudge them a little bit more in the direction of a Christian worldview?
So basically, that's what we're talking about when it comes to the theology of video games based on God's Word and making it, just basically being creative. You know what's interesting about video games? So you have to be smart technologically, but you also have to be creative. And sometimes those of us who have giftings when it comes to tech stuff, it's opposite of what the gifting you need to be creative. So I really admire those folks who have both of those gifts and talents and abilities, being able to handle the coding and the technical stuff and all of that, as well as the creativity part of it with the storytelling, because it's not always you have both of those gifts in the same person.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. To be a game designer, you need to be a techie person, but also have some creativity on the sort of right brain side. Now, the good thing is we, like at Biola, we train everybody in the sort of overall things, but we have them on teams, and so some students naturally gravitate a little more toward the coding side, and some gravitate toward art, and so there's still a place if you're stronger in one area or another.
So what is the actual degree that students can get? Majors? Is there a major and a minor?
There is a major. It's a Bachelor of Arts in Game Design and Interactive Media. It's through our Snyder School of Cinema and Media Arts.
Oh, okay. How many students do you have enrolled, roughly?
We have 27 right now, and we've been in existence for 3 years, so that's not a bad number for 3 years.
Is there a lot of competition from students who want to do this?
A lot of competition as far as getting into the program?
Yes, yes.
We've had a lot of interest. We're still fairly young, and so we still we're looking to grow, but we've definitely seen increased interest.
Tell us about one of these students that you're working with. I'm just curious. We always like to hear the backstories of, you know, maybe their walk with Christ, how they ended up there in the program. I don't know. Personal stories are always inspiring. At least they are to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, a lot of our initial students, when we launched the program, were in other majors. We had a young woman who was an art major, and we had a young man who was a computer science major, and they always in their heart really wanted to do game design, and they were always fascinated by it, but you know, there wasn't a program. But then when we launched it, they jumped over, and so the female student in particular she recently graduated, but she has a really good mind for design, and she was also part of Biola's Torrey Honors Program, which is a classical education program that we offer as part of our general education. And she actually combined her final game design project with her Torrey project, and she ended up doing a game on the Seven Deadly Sins.
Mm. Wow. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, she did it as a series of short vignettes, and so each sin was only a few minutes in length, and it explored that sin. It used the mechanics, which is the gameplay, to try to explore it. For example, gluttony, there's this table full of food, and you can click on food to eat it, but you're never full. And there's a secret to it, which I'll spoil just for this one level, where you actually have to walk away from the table and seek something else. And so there's kind of this subtle, like, gospel thing in there, too, where actually I can't save myself by continuing to play this sinful game. I got to walk away and look for help and somewhere else. And, you know, that's not said directly, but that someone else would be Christ. Her name is Hope Ulam, just to put a shout out for her as well. So
there we go. We like shout outs. We really do. That's great. Well, Michael, thanks for enlightening us on what's going on here. By the way, when it comes to the work at Biola, we're always interested in that simply because you mentioned R.A. Torrey from Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, and then, of course, he was out in Los Angeles. as well. So it's like not only are we connected through our faith, but also through our history, which I think is wonderful.
Really a small world.
Yeah. It really is. Thank you, my friend, for being with us. Blessings to you. I guess you can go back to bed.
Sounds good. I want to also just quickly say, if you're interested, you know, obviously you can apply to BIOLA. There's also the Christian Game Developers Community. That's cgdc.org, and that's a great way to connect with other Christians who are involved in game development.
Do they have a website?
Yeah, I believe it's just cgdc.org.
All right, great. We're going to make that textable. Producer Mark's working on that as we speak. Thanks, Michael. Have a great day.
Thank you. This is great.
All right. Michael Steffen from BIOLA University in Los Angeles. He is the Associate Professor of Game Design and Interactive Media. Now, you may be like me, where you're not a gamer, but you know somebody who is. My youngest son is a very big gamer. And you know the stereotype of, oh, they're like adults and they're living in their parents' basement playing video games in their Star Wars pajamas and all of that stuff. Yeah, I'm sure that we have some of that, no doubt. But just think how God can use this interest in video games to further the gospel. God is always on the move. And I think a lot of times we can become overly critical of the methods that he uses. That makes me pause for a moment, you know? God is God. He can do what he wants to do. And he can redeem anything. You know, I just think so many times we just shrink God down or we put him in a box. Lord, please forgive us for doing that.
Thanks for listening to Curtain Cape Mornings Podcast. Please take a minute to follow, subscribe, and review us. And no matter where in the world you are, you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on the Moody Radio app.